Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. I'm George Henry. Yesterday, Lane County Public Health released its total of weekend COVID-19 cases, and an alarming 11 new cases were reported for Florence. This, along with 622 new reported cases for the entire county, prompted Lane County Public Health authorities to release public service announcements regarding vaccination clinics in the Florence area. The flood of cases has increased the Lane County percentage of increase to 60%. Davis says it's imperative that the message is broadcast as Florence cases continue to rise in double-digit numbers. ARC of Lane County will be holding another vaccination clinic on Saturday, August 21st from 1 to 3 p.m. at Siuslaw Middle School. It will be for first or second doses. Davis says the hospitals are reaching capacity with COVID-19 cases and that the Delta variant is very prevalent in the county. The Oregon Health Authority's cumulative weekend total was 3,229 new cases, and there are now 575 beds dedicated to the coronavirus in Oregon hospitals. There were also 14 new deaths reported. The Oregon Health Authority is also reporting that there have been 5 additional breakthrough deaths associated with coronavirus, a total of 10. This is a correction from a previously released report on August 5th that drops the percentage of unvaccinated deaths from 9% to 18%. The OHA reported that it is too soon to know if this is a trend, as data is limited at this time. There is a move to get ahead of the state's new requirements on masking of children in Oregon schools. A group is organizing to gather individuals who will speak out against masking students in the Siuslaw School District. School Superintendent Andy Grzkowiak distributed a breakdown of the new regulations and the penalties that are associated with noncompliance. The schools could receive civil penalties that amount to $500 per instance of violation per day. Grzkowiak says just one violation per school site per day could result in more than $360,000 in penalties in a year. In addition, the Oregon Health Authority then has the opportunity to refer the violations to Oregon OSHA, which could add another $12,000 fine per violation. The mask requirements are not necessarily set for the entire year. The OHA will review public health conditions monthly. Grzkowiak says the goal is to return districts to local decision-making. The mandate says masking will not be required during certain events when social distancing can be maintained. During snack time or eating, planned mask breaks, playing a musical instrument that requires the use of the mouth, PE, field trips, and before or after school hours for tutoring, clubs, or activities. The Western Lane Ambulance Board of Directors will hold a special meeting today at 2 p.m. to consider a resolution calling for an election for a local option tax in November 2021. The meeting will be held virtually through Zoom. For a link to the meeting, see the online version of this story. If you're planning a trip to the Valley this week, be aware that temperatures in the Eugene area could reach the triple digits for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The county has announced that it will be setting up cooling stations around the area for people to stay out of the heat. Heat-related illness can result in death if they get severe. Extreme heat often affects the very young and the very old, as well as athletes and individuals that work outdoors. Luckily for the Florence area, temperatures are expected to be in the mid-70s, which could mean a heavy boost in local traffic from individuals escaping the heat. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 10th, 2021.